Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to episode 701 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and welcome to Monday as well. Now, this is a show that deals with a situation that someone asked me about, talking about they had a really bad interview with a corporate recruiter and asking me for my advice about how to handle it. I cover the standard answer and one additional one that is completely I encourage a completely different response from the first one. So I hope you find the show helpful. I hope you never go through something like this, but if you do, here's some advice about how to respond. And with that, let's get going. There's a question I received that I thought, frankly, was hysterical. Let me just go through it with you. If you had a really bad interview with a recruiter, should you tell anyone at the company? Her first question was, how are you on driving distance? I live less than 10 miles away. It went downhill from there. They were so disrespectful. Should I address this with someone in the company? I don't know that it will do any good or that the good to them won't outweigh the harm to me. Any thoughts? You know, I'll simply say, what was your part in this? Now, these days, a lot of people send resumes that have name and phone number on it, email address, no physical address on it. The question was a reasonable question. She may not have had the resume in front of her, and I don't know if you did this by phone or in person. I'm going to assume by phone. And your part in this could have been you didn't have your address there. She didn't know where you lived. And thus she's trying to verify that you don't live 4 hours away or in some city where you're going to want relocation that they're not willing to pay for. It is a reasonable question. And your part of it was not providing that information proactively. It went downhill from there. Why? You know, what did you say that was so rude or ridiculous that prompted her to react to you? Now, I don't think she should have reacted, but, you know, the notion of calling up a firm and saying, I want to tell you about what your corporate recruiter did is ridiculous. It's like the exit interview at a corporation where people think that if they go out guns blazing, everyone is crazy at this department. My boss is an imbecile. Let me tell you about this imbecile. You're leaving and they're staying, and they obviously have kept this person because they believe he or she is competent. So you accomplish nothing in an exit interview doing that, and you accomplish nothing other than to make yourself seem like a lunatic by commenting about the corporate recruiter. Now, I want to be clear. If we're talking about a case of harassment, you, by all means, you go in there and you tell them that you got sexually harassed, you know, and you consult an attorney, you talk with them, and you make it absolutely clear, you know, you don't want anyone else to go through an experience like this. And I had this with someone I represented years ago, and I took it to the chairman of that organization. It was a mid-sized American corporation. And he politely asked me if the victim would speak with him. And she was willing to do it. And I said, I'm not going to identify who they are. It's up to them. But I just want you to be aware of what I was told because she seems, you know, normal. And, you know, person was fired and deservedly so. And that's the exception to this. You know, in normal circumstances that you're describing here, you don't care that she asked you, you care for the fact that she asked you a question about driving distance. And it was a reasonable question. You want to know whether you should tell on her, which is really what it comes down to, is what are you going to tell on her about? That she asked you about how far you were going to drive and it went downhill. I don't know what downhill from there is. You know, she may have asked, you know, tough questions based upon criteria that they're looking for. Her job is to evaluate and assess people for their suitability for the firm, for the job, and that involves qualifications, and it's a legitimate question to ask about driving distance if you're going to be, you know, I once did a super commute of 2 hours plus to my office in New York. It was tough on me, but I was prepared to do it. And for many people, they say, oh, sure, no problem. And then latencies start to occur. There are problems that come up. It snows and they can't get in, on and on and on. And I'll simply say, for you as a job hunter, put this in the rear view and learn from it. Again, what was your part in this scenario that caused her to need to ask that question? And forget about it. On to the next thing. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one, of course, is reach out to me on LinkedIn. My page there is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love to hear from my listeners. It just puts a big smile on my face. Next, if you're an executive and interested in my coaching you, email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Mention in the subject line that you're interested in coaching. I'll reach back to you. We'll set up a time to speak. We'll figure out whether this makes sense. I want to be clear. I'm not here to be your recruiter. I no longer do search work. I'm a coach helping people find their next position. And as such, my work is not free. I'm not doing this as a charitable endeavor. I'm here to see whether I can help you and whether your background is something where I can be of service. And if you're not an executive, the best place to connect with me is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site where I've curated information that I've created and other people have created. It's there with their permission, of course. And you can ask me questions. So right now there's over 400 pieces of content there, plus the ability to ask me questions. So again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com is that site. And by the way, and I haven't really mentioned this on the site, in addition to doing job search coaching, I also do executive coaching and life coaching. And I've done so for years. So if you're interested in that, message me again at my email address, jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. Tell me about what you're interested in, and I'll get back to you and we'll talk about it. Hope you found this helpful. And in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.